everyone, and welcome to the very necessary podcast.
That's not appropriate.
What? I was singing the lyrics.
I don't know.
That's not the lyrics. There are no words to this song.
It says, if you want to go, go, go.
You know what?
And some people in the webs land heard it too.
It is super crisp.
I love it.
Like, I can hear my nostrils.
Okay. Because y'all got time, huh?
Oh, okay. That's so much better. Thank you. Hey, y'all.
Hello. How's everybody doing?
We are doing fine. And guess what? Yoshi looking at us like we the problem.
We're not going to ADD land today.
All right? Ready.
Okay.
Well.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, we ready.
Let's get down to it.
Get down to it.
See, this is okay. What we're doing. All right. We have a guest
in the studio with us today. She is going to introduce herself. So, guest, can you please do us the honors and tell us who you are and what you do? And we'll go from there.
Okay. Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. And I'm going to watch the time because I know we're on it.
Time constraint.
But look, again, thank you guys.
If you get off track, I'm a real yee.
Okay. Good, please.
Yes.
Okay. So I am Letitia Plowden. I am professionally, I'm a school counselor, and I'm also now a licensed professional counselor. And I'm a first lady. So I am married to a pastor.
Okay.
And I'm excited to be here to kind of talk about new adventure that I have going on. So I have a podcast. I'm starting a podcast.
Okay.
And it's called Second Row Conversations. Because typically the first lady sits where?
In the second row.
Second row. Okay.
Honey, I'm in the back of the church.
Okay.
Tiptoe in and tiptoe out.
Yeah. Who sit on the first row?
Girl, I don't know. Okay. I was going to say something, but you know what?
Mission trustees.
The bad people sit on the first row. That's how we do in the school, though.
So Second Row Conversations is an opportunity for me to talk to other first ladies about life as a first lady, being married to the pastor.
Okay.
So I grew up as a PK. My dad was a pastor. And so, of course, my mom was first lady. And so I watched her, and she's a great example of what first ladydom is like. But I also said I never wanted to be married to a pastor. Mm-hmm. Did not want it. Always said it. But life is funny. God is funny. He has a sense of humor. And so I met my husband, who was not a pastor at the time, but life was lifing. And God called him into the ministry. And here we are. So I'm a first lady. And even though I grew up in a home with my mom and my parents, and I saw what it's like, becoming a first lady was completely different. And I just felt like it was a space of kind of lonely, really, not knowing. People have expectations. Sometimes you put your own expectations on yourself. And it was tough. It's been a challenge. And in talking to other first ladies, I found out that it is a common theme. There's not a place for women first ladies to come together and kind of talk about the challenges, the ups, the downs, the joys, the pains that come along with that. And so about a month or so ago, maybe a couple of months ago, God spoke to me and said, you need to start a podcast, and it's going to be called Second Row Conversations.
I love it.
And so, I'm nervous. I'm terrified, but I do things in faith. I trust it's a faith walk. And so that's what the podcast is going to be. Me talking to first ladies, talking to husbands whose wives are pastors. One of my really good high school besties. She's a pastor, and her husband is right there with her. And so I know that there are challenges. There are experiences that he has and is going through. And I can't wait to talk to him about it. He doesn't know I'm going to talk to him about it yet.
Is he a first husband or a first man?
They just call him deacon. He's deacon. But they don't really address him as first husband?
I attended a church where the pastor was a female and her husband, we call him deacon.
Okay.
But you know what that dynamic, just on the outside looking in, reminds me of? Queen Elizabeth and her husband, how she had power. And how the husband had to kind of take a step back and let her rule, and how he had to kind of like kneel to her or obey to her. So not saying that happens in the church like that, but that's the first thing I thought about when women ministers or pastors are considered above the husband in the church. Right. Now, outside of the church is different. Yeah. But, you know, in the church, yeah. So that's the first thing I thought about.
Well, give us some trials and tribulations that a first lady would go through. Because I thought being the first lady of the church was kind of grand. I didn't think it was a lot of issues. But you make it seem like we have problems, too.
We do. We do. We're just like any other woman that goes through anything in life. I mean, and society has set it up that it's grand and glitz and glamour and dressed up and hats and heels and the bags and the makeup and sitting on the second row in this bubble. But there's so many things that we deal with. Okay, because so like on a Sunday morning, if me and Pastor had an heated conversation, now I got to go and I had to sit and I had to listen to him minister. That could be challenging sometimes.
Knowing that y'all just had an argument.
Right. And saying amen and rolling your eyes.
Exactly.
And now you got to put on the space.
Because people are watching.
Yeah, because if I just sit there and don't amen, well, what's wrong with her? Right. Or if I don't show up when he has a speaking engagement, then what's going on? Why isn't she showing up? And so those are some of the things. Or you had to deal with people in the congregation who, for whatever reason, may have an issue with the pastor. And you have to figure out, do I say something? Because, you know, sometimes you want to defend our man.
That's right.
Right? And so you have to find that delicate balance of where do I, how do I deal with that? How do I handle it? Again, my mom was amazing with that. My dad was pastor in a very well-known organization. He was an AME pastor. And they have meetings every the Monday after the first Sunday. They would have board meetings. My mom never went to one. She went to one. The only one she went to was when I was in the hospital giving birth to my child. And they were leaving from that meeting to come to me in Charleston. But she had never attended a board meeting. Because they can get a little intense. And she didn't want to be a part of that. I knew my place, and I just don't want to be in the middle of that. That's between him and his congregation. And so she just felt like, I just need to not be there. Right. And so it could be you know, a tough situation. I love my congregation. I love the folks in my church. They are amazing, and I love them. And they are good people, but it's just sometimes that's not always the case. There are people that come through that don't mean well. Absolutely. And don't mean you well, don't mean your pastor well. Sometimes they want to get close to you because being close to you means
I'm
close
access.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a challenge, knowing who to trust, who not to trust.
Right.
And it could be lonely. And I went through that period of I'm in this space and I have these people, but it's a lonely place to be. It could be lonely. And so it's there are challenges. There are joys, of course. You love on people. You encourage people. You're there through the ups, through the downs in their lives and their families. But you also, another thing, you're sharing your husband with all of these people.
Absolutely.
And so that can be hard. And as a PK, I experienced that with my dad. And we have a daughter who also experienced that. So I'm also going to talk to PKs because I want to talk to them about their experience. Preacher kids.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm excited. I just feel like God is going to do great things through this, and I think it's going to be a great safe space for people to come and talk and for others to listen and to understand that we're just people.
Well, I wish you much success
thank
with that.
You.
Now, it sounds very interesting because I'm already invested into the conversation that we're having now, so I know when you air and just let us know.
I appreciate that.
I want to know, as a first lady, what do you do to practice self-care and self-preservation?
It's hard. I like massages. I like all the things. But I try to make sure I have a group of friends that I can talk to and just take some time for myself. Right. And I'm trying to find a hobby. I don't have a hobby. I need a hobby. But I don't have one because it's busy. I'm working full time, you know, with the church. We're also business owners now. So with the business, So it's hard, but I try to be intentional. I'm trying to be more intentional about having some time to take care of myself, have some self-care.
And I'm glad that you have a group of friends yes. where you can do and let your hair down.
Right.
Because in talking to people that are just like big in faith or, you know, ministry and all of that, sometimes it's hard for people to let their hair down, right. so to speak.
Right.
Because, of course, you know, people are watching everyone, but everybody is definitely watching because they don't think people of faith can have a life. And so, you know, I'm grateful that you and your husband, sounds like y'all know how to create those boundaries.
Yes.
So you all can have that life and let your hair down
right.
and do the fun things that you are supposed to do
right.
as people.
Now, it's been a challenge because his dad is a pastor too. His dad was a pastor, right? So
mm-hmm.
that's just how life works. But so he didn't see that. He didn't see the taking time off and going on vacation. He didn't see, I did. My parents were intentional about taking vacations, taking Sundays off. Mm-hmm. Even if we didn't go anywhere, we didn't go to church because we need a break. He didn't see that. So that was a challenge, but it took other leaders pouring into him and talking to him and saying, hey, you need to take some time off. And so it's been a challenge, but he is learning more because he didn't understand taking Sundays off. Like, he didn't. Why we got to go? Why is Sunday? But the Lord has placed people in the church that can handle. So it's been a challenge, but we are working on it. And it's a day by day, one day at a time.
I'm not a PK, so to speak.
Okay.
I'm a PK grandchild.
Okay.
And so
okay.
I did watch my grandfather and I watched my grandmother be a best first lady mm-hmm. as you know, as much as she could be. But she would always say, you know, he was called, you know, but I was called for something else.
Absolutely.
So so she made sure those boundaries was also set.
Yes, ma'am.
In regards to, you know, what my grandfather, you know, could do and when he could do it and things of that nature. And it was her responsibility, you know, to take care of the children and all
right.
that. But I also I saw where my grandfather never took off.
Wow.
And that's mm-hmm. something interesting. But I'm glad now to see ministers take off.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to see where you have people that are associate pastors that can come into the, or either visiting pastors can come into the congregation
absolutely.
And do that. I think that is absolutely wonderful.
Right. And I say the same thing. The Lord called him. Okay. He
yep.
called me. I'm the pusher. I push him. I make sure he's good. I make sure, and he says this, I make sure everything else is okay. So that's one less thing he has to stress about.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's at home, whether it's at the, whatever I can do to help.
Yes.
Because I understand leading a congregation, leading a flock is hard.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I ain't about that life.
Listen,
I'm gonna be real. It's a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of responsibility. And
yeah.
you got to be built tough for that.
Yes, you
and,
do.
It's a lot of prayer.
Yeah.
It's a lot of prayer. And it's, again, being
I don't
even
know that many
people.
Words to pray. That's how
Lord
I
help me.
That's it.
That's sometimes how. That's all I can say.
I
but
need more
it
than
is
that.
A great responsibility, but it is one that we don't take lightly.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand the importance of it. And so it is a day by day. And do we always get it right? We don't. But it's also understanding, knowing when you don't get it right and going to get it right. And say, listen, I apologize. That didn't come out right. Or my face doesn't always, it doesn't always work like it's supposed to. It shows my emotion more than what my words do. So I'm working on that. So, but I'm excited and I'm looking forward to all the conversations
and
that
he supports. This venture you're going.
Does he, my husband?
Yes.
Oh,
he supports
yes,
this.
He does. I'm okay. blessed.
That's great.
Yes. Because that's not always the case either.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's been pushing me mm-hmm. To go ahead and follow through. Even on my way here, he called, you good? Everything's good? Have you done this? So, yeah, he is very supportive on this.
That's wonderful.
This.
It really is wonderful.
But did you receive any backlash from other ministers' wives or other people that are in ministry
or do
of
they
any
know?
Sort?
So all of them, I've talked to a few people.
Okay.
But no, they all don't know. So this is all brand new. When it hits, yeah. you know, out there in podcast land, they'll find out. But I have talked to some people about, hey, what do you think about having a safe space to be able to talk mm-hmm. about all that comes along with being a first lady? And everyone I've talked to said, we need it.
Yeah.
Do it. We need it. We need it. It's definitely needed.
It really is.
So I pray that someone is blessed and that new first ladies coming in, because I didn't have that. I had my mom, of course, and my mother-in-law, who was also an amazing first lady. But I just, there were things that they did I didn't want to do. I don't wear hats. Mm-hmm. I don't. I didn't wear church hats. Mm-hmm. But my mother and my mother-in-law did. And people assumed that I was going to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. Or they wore suits, church suits. Y'all know church suits. Big one time for the first lady. They wore church suits. And I started that. And I remember one Sunday, I was like, this ain't my life. And I was freed from that. And so I love a cute dress. I love, you know, the pearls. I do. There are certain things I do love, but I just felt like I was freed from the assumption of what a first lady should look like.
That's beautiful.
And it is. And I appreciate when first ladies are themselves, because I'm thinking of more, you know, more famous first ladies. And I see them with their denim dresses on and their jeans, and they're very classy coming into the church. But I know sometimes some people, you know, will frown upon that.
Right.
But I love that when people can be themselves.
And that's important. Be authentically you, whoever that is. Be that person. And so I just remember going through that time. It was just like, I'm not my mama. Right. And I don't have to be my mama. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. I am who I am. Mm-hmm. And just finding that space. And I'm still trying to find it. So, yeah.
But that's good. I mean...
Now, do you enforce boundaries with your husband? Like, let's say y'all are in bed. You get a call 3:00 in the morning. Sister Edna is done had a stroke. She up at the hospital and she need a pastor to come and lay hands on her.
Yes.
Do you say, Sister
not tonight.
Edna,
not
if Sister tonight. Edna make it to the morning,
making it to the morning,
then you can go.
Absolutely.
But we're not leaving out our house at 3:00.
Right. We aren't
in
leaving.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
So he understands there are boundaries. And then, you know, of course, I try to stay in my lane and not be that. But I also want respect. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we do set boundaries on things like that. Right. Or they want to talk to the pastor after service. And he's quick to come on. Mm-hmm. Marcia is my middle name, so he calls me Marcy. Come on, Marcy, because we got to go talk to Sister so-and-so. Because there are people. Listen, folks are funny.
Oh, I cannot wait to get to this podcast. I cannot wait.
Folks are funny. Yeah. Women love power. They love that. And
hilarious.
So you have to, he has to be mindful of that. Mm-hmm. And I also see it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he doesn't see it, but I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to, you know, be talking like, listen, I'm not, you know, I understand you pastor and you leader, and but you need to be a little, just watch and mindful. And no, it's not. Okay.
I say socially aware.
Right. The Bible says watch as well as pray.
Do not let Sister TT come out.
Yes. Which one of our friends, she'll call, she was like, listen, I'm not talking to Lady Plowder right now, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm talking to TT. And so, but yeah, so please don't. But you do have to set boundaries, because sometimes people don't understand that and they will try you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try you. And so that's all a part of being married to the pastor.
Oh.
Yes. But I think there's a way of checking things in a... very, how can I say?
I don't know.
loving way without,
I mean, disrespectful. First lady got it. I think you got it. You got it.
You know, hard. God gives you got it. Everybody
tact
what they need.
Right.
And he know I ain't ready to be a first lady because.
Now, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
I'm the cusser in the group, right?
Okay.
My mouth is serious.
Okay.
But I'm a very spiritual person. Okay. I love God. Mm-hmm. He's first in my life.
Amen.
But I get down on them cuss words. Because that's like my emotional cigarette.
Okay.
So.
That helps you release.
Yeah, it does.
Whatever. Okay.
So I don't feel like I'm a little demon, you know, just because I'm out here cussing. Because. I see people do far worse things than curse.
Right, right.
And I just be like,
clutching my pearls, uh-huh. like, oh.
Like, the fake, my flavor is gassed.
It
like,
is. It's too big.
Right. So there's no big sin, little sin. It's, no.
Yeah. It is. Right. Big. They all, yeah. And we all need grace.
We all need grace.
So I was dating a gentleman several years ago who was actually a deacon in his church and up for assistant pastorship.
Okay.
And my girlfriend at the time said, so what, you about to be a first lady? She tried it. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, so I can't be a first lady? She was like, have you heard your mouth? No, you cannot. You're going to be running there cussing the people out, talking crazy. Uh-huh. I said, so you just actually think I get down like that in the church?
Right.
However, I know my spirit ain't right for you know, the foolishness. Mm-hmm. So I would probably, you know, just if one of them energies came upon me, I'd be like, if you don't get out of my face.
With a smile.
We going to turn this pew over. Go ahead and sit down, Sister Renee, because I ain't with it. I'll show out of here.
Wait, somebody going to get baptized
and
today.
And I would I would be like, but I love you. We're
not doing this.
No.
One thing I will say, though, is God tells you what to say and how to say it, even if it's not time to say it right then. Mm-hmm. Even if he says, the Holy Spirit will say, he tells me that. Don't say that. And I'm not one, I don't say those words anymore. I used to say those.
Yeah.
A long time ago. But I don't. But you can still get people without cussing, right? Mm-hmm. So I can still get you. Mm-hmm. But there's just a way that you can say it. There's a way you can get your point across. And and you can even say, listen. Yeah.
She just haven't gotten there yet.
And it's one a work day, in progress.
One day you'll get there.
It's a work in progress.
One look day. How she look. Seriously.
It's a work in progress.
And
I get
still
it.
Gonna there sleep some... good at night.
I'm sorry. You first
still
lady.
Gonna be sleep good.
I like the cuss. I don't know what it is about. I feel like we all gotta have one vice in life. We do. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if yours is ice cream. I don't know if hers is shopping. Uh-huh. I don't know. But I feel like we all got to have a vice. Mm-hmm. And that is my emotional cigarette. Mm-hmm. It's like when them bad words come out my mouth, I just read you your rights and I laid all my heart and my feelings and my emotions out. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to bed now because I feel good. The weight is lifted off of me. Which we're going to get into.
Okay.
Because we want to talk about.
Yeah, I think we're going to do a part two to this.
We're going to do a part two to this. Yeah, so that's going to go into our next show.
And it really did tie into.
Yeah.
It did.
Okay.
So they're going to have to tune in the next week if they want to hear about
it. That's okay, but we can start them off now. But we enjoyed you today. I was just sitting here like, sit on your hands, don't cuss.
Why?
Don't you show out.
Listen, be who you are. I'm not that person either.
I know.
People respect me with that, and I
appreciate
that.
I felt your energy. You don't have a judgy energy.
I try not to. Because why? Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
We all have issues. We all have things that we're working on. Okay.
I do have one question.
But we get up. Okay, how many times?
With your career path and your position as first lady, do you see the parallel? Does it intertwine with each other, or do you try to keep it separated?
It does intertwine with each other because I'm a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a pusher. I'm encouraging. Yeah. I'm trying to help people meet them where they are.
So it's a benefit.
It is.
You know, to have that
totally
background.
I could totally see how that would go together.
Yeah. So
it was destiny.
It was. I tell you, God is fun because that was not the life. I couldn't do it. I was like, I cannot be a first lady. The extra services and the this and then going, I was like, I don't want to do it. And God said, nope. And when Jeremy told me,
not on your own understanding.
That's my favorite scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He came. He was like, "Yeah, the Lord called me into the ministry." I'm like, "What?
He did?
You sure you heard the right voice?"
And so my dad would laugh. Like every time, he would always laugh. And say, "Hey, didn't you say you didn't want to be a first lady?" I'm like, "Yeah, Daddy, I did say that." But God is funny. But He equipped me with great parents, and I have a wonderful. I have wonderful in-laws, which we don't even say in-laws. I call them mom and daddy. Mm-hmm. So they are are amazing. So to see them and how they, because they are the same way. They treat people with love, with God's love. And so that's, and see people through his eyes. That's how I try. And like I said, I don't always get it right, but I try. When I get it wrong, I try to fix it because I just want to represent Christ in all that I say and do.
Right. But I think you have the best situation because you grew up as a PK with the first lady mother,
and you had a great
then your mother-in-law. Right. Yes. So you're not going into it blind.
No,
you have a blueprint,
right,
of what to follow.
Right,
right.
So it's not like you were a recovering crackhead,
right?
You had been out here hoeing for the last 20 years,
right?
And now met this good man, and he like, you're gonna be the first lady of the church, and she like,
What?
Yeah. I don't know
but
how
that,
to do
that. That is still possible too. That is
it
possible.
Is.
Yes, it is. I'm not saying that it's not possible, but she gonna need a little more time on them training wheels. Mm-hmm. A little more time. That's all I'm saying.
But I tell people too, I didn't always sit on the second row.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you was a tiptoeer like me, come in through the back.
Okay.
And then leave.
I got a pass. I didn't always do right.
Did you sometimes sit on the back of the church row and sneak out and go to the store down the street? Get your candy. That's what I used to do.
No, not necessarily. But I mean, you know, my college days were my college days.
Oh, amen.
Right. Okay. So we had a good time. Yeah. I had a good time. I tell people if Jeremy and I could write a bestseller. It'd be a bestseller book. The movie would be great. Like, cause yeah.
Okay, now we're gonna get down into it. How old are you?
I am 48.
Okay. You say you're your age.
I'm 48.
Okay, so two questions.
Okay.
Did you go to Freaknik or did you go to Bike Week?
Bike Week.
Oh.
And did I have fun?
Yeah.
I saw this.
Yes, she did.
I did do Freaknik. I wanted to go, but I never went.
Yeah.
So you don't you won't see me. You
no,
won't see me on
no.
the video.
Bike
the
Week in the 90s were just as bad as Freaknik.
Right. So my brother called and was like, hey, am I gonna see you on that Freaknik documentary? I said, no. But if they had one for Bike Week,
and I'm sure it's coming.
It's coming.
I know they're working on the one for Daytona, so I'm sure it's coming.
Yeah. And so, you know, like my husband and I have been married going on 21 years.
Fantastic.
Our daughter's 23. So you put the math.
Bloop, bloop. Okay. All right.
And he tells people that you can do subtract, you see.
Judge
so did we
mammy.
Always hit? No, we didn't. He wasn't pastoring in or anything, but still, we.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. even if so.
And even
that's
if
right.
so.
That's right.
God is a forgiving God.
Yes. Amen. Right. Thank God.
And he already knew you.
Thank God. Okay.
He did.
Ooh, okay. Lord, I'm about to say glory.
Yeah. Seriously.
Oh, Lord. So, thank you.
Okay.
But thank you.
So take
so
us
tune in.
Yes, we
tell
can't wait.
Tell your family.
We will definitely be listeners.
So do you already have a launch date or?
August 1st.
Okay.
This is what we're saying. I think August 1st or that following Wednesday. So it's like the whatever. I don't have my August 7th will be our launch date.
Okay.
So yeah. Pray for me.
We're looking forward to it.
You're going to do an awesome job.
Yes,
because, you know,
to be honest,
I have not heard of a podcast
like
yours.
Like that.
So I think it's refreshing. I think it's needed. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be very good. Mm-hmm. I think the conversations, your audience, it's already received.
Thank you.
So it's going to take off.
And it's for everybody. It's not just for first ladies. I want everyone.
I'm serious.
The riches that are undone.
Yep. I think all
bring them in.
Everybody.
For sure.
Right.
For sure.
I grew up in
do you
church,
mind
so
telling our listeners where we can find you on social media?
Sure. So right now I have an Instagram page. It's called Second Row Conversations.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a YouTube and a Facebook page. Okay. So right now Instagram is up and running. Facebook will be up and running soon. So it's going to be Second Row Conversations.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I'm fine-tuning some things and inviting guests. And it's a conversation. I don't want to make it an interview. I want to it's going to be a conversation.
Right.
Fantastic. So just like this.
Yeah.
So thank you, ladies.
All right.
And this is your first time ever doing podcasting?
First time.
Oh, wow.
You do so
I love
naturally.
Podcasts. I listen to podcasts all the time, but my first time.
Okay. Well, you're a natural.
Yeah. Thank you.
Very.
You're going to do well.
If y'all knew the butterflies that's flying around in my stomach. Don't. But.
Let them release it.
Okay.
Release it. Let it go. Yes, set them free.
Yes. So.
Where can they find us, ma'am?
They can find us on all podcast platforms. You can also catch us on our website at the very, V-A-R-Y, necessarypodcast.com. And you can also always send us an also very necessary letter to our email at the very, V-A-R-Y, necessarypodcast@gmail.com. Do not forget to tune in August 7th, Second Row Conversations. I know I will be tuning in, so please support. And Susie, you want to take us out?
All right. Each week, do something to improve your physical, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, and mental health. Why? Because self-care is very necessary.
There is a bombing deal.